I'm joined now by John Attenborough. John spent the last couple of decades following Dundee United and until recently relied on the club's audio descriptive commentary when attending home matches. That was until a recent game against Motherwell when things suddenly changed thanks to a game-changing piece of technology. So John, thanks for joining me. Tell us about the glasses then.
Basically, it's a company called Give Vision, and the best way I can describe it is almost like a VR headset. And on the front of the headset, there are several cameras. And inside, there's like, inside the headset where you look through, there's like two lenses. And you hold a, well, I'd call it almost like a gaming joystick thing in your hand, and you can zoom in and out. You can change the brightness and colour contrast, and you can really kind of tailor the experience to your own like visual requirements, really.
That sounds incredible. Now, we've spoken before, obviously, you and your ex-guide dog became the first to go around all the Scottish football grounds last year. But tell us then, what did that do? What was that first seeing the players in detail like for you?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. You know, like you said, I've been going to Tannadice for roughly 20 years or so now, and I've never seen the players on the pitch with my own eyes before, or even been able to see properly what the inside of the stadium looks like. So just being able to put on this headset and sort of move my head around, see the players come out the tunnel for the first time, and it was amazing. It really was. And you know, even like small things like being able to look across the other side of the stadium and, you know, see the manager's reactions during the game on the touchline and things like that, which I'd never experienced before. It was just an absolutely amazing experience.
Now, this was just a trial. What's next? When are you getting one? They seem real game changers indeed.
Yeah, so it was absolutely amazing. And following my experience, I actually used it sort of three times at Tannadice over the Christmas and New Year games. It was for the Motherwell, Celtic and Hibs games. And the Dundee United fans kind of, you know, seen what my experience was like. And they set up a fundraiser to try and get this equipment in for not just myself, but for all the other visually impaired fans that go along to Tannadice as well. So we actually managed to raise some money to be able to buy some from the company, who are very kindly going to supply Dundee United with this equipment and the training and that for the visually impaired fans. And Dundee United will be, well, they'll be the first one in Scotland to use this equipment, which is very exciting as well.
How much did it cost, John?
I'm not 100% sure on how much they cost individually. I think there's a cost to the club to install the stuff and get the equipment in. But I don't know if the, I don't think the company sell them on an individual basis. I think it's just directly to football clubs or like other entertainment venues like theatres or concert venues and things like that.
So do you see them being rolled out across the board in the future?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I know that there's down south, Crystal Palace use it. And I think there's been a couple of trials with it with like Chelsea and Newcastle as well. But I know that they've also trialled the technology at places like the Glastonbury Festival, which would be amazing as well. So yeah, hopefully the more that people hear about this technology, the more it'll be rolled out amongst football clubs and other entertainment venues.
And also, a bit like with AI, it's the infancy of it. So if there's something to that standard already, you can imagine how quickly these are going to get better and better and better, which is exciting, isn't it?
100%. I mean, at the moment, it kind of looks like one of these Meta Quest things, if people know what that's like, you know, one of these virtual reality headsets. But I think the idea is that as the the technology's in its infancy, it's just going to get better and better and better. So eventually it'll be just like a pair of glasses you take out your pocket and put on. So
I think so. Yeah. A bit like the Meta glasses at the moment, where it's just a tiny little computer. That's the way it'll head, I'd imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
How do people find out more about the glasses? Have you got any links?
Yeah, so you can go on YouTube and search for Give Vision headset, or if you put in Give Vision, there'll be a few video clips where people can see, like, you know, it being used in action and that. I think the company are on social media, Give Vision on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these places where you can maybe get in touch with them as well.
Now, we're in the midst of a really exciting Scottish football season. What advice would you have, John, for anyone that's blind or partially sighted that's thinking about going along to a match?
Yeah, I would just say get in touch with the club's disability access officer if you're interested in going along. They're also very welcoming here in Scotland, and they will make sure that you know, you've got everything you need. If you want the audio commentary, or if you're coming to a Dundee United game, you might want to use the Give Vision headset once we've got that set up there at the club as well. And I've found, you know, for travelling across the different grounds in Scotland, even the supporters and everyone involved at the club, they're just so welcoming. So I would just say, yeah, come along, get in touch with the club to let them know you're coming, and they'll make sure that you have a fantastic experience.
Excellent. And what's next for you then?
Still going to continue to go and watch Dundee United games, and still traveling a bit down south and that, and visiting some of the English clubs and that as well that I've never been to before. So yeah, there's always something new for me. Always just love going to football at the weekends.
Well, listen, definitely. John, it's been brilliant talking to you as always. Good luck to Dundee United for the rest of the season. Speak soon. John Attenborough, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Barry. I appreciate it.